Hello, everybody.
What kind of fucking shit is it?
What you fucking do it then?
All right.
Always criticize.
I do it. I wasn't criticized. I was just like, what kind of shit was it? You laughed too.
I can't. Well, yeah, because you just sat there going. You just sat there looking like that.
All right. Today, we, last night we saw Blades of Glory. This shit was fucking ridiculous, man. It was funny.
This was one of the movies we just, okay. So like last night was no need for me to, if he's here today, I don't know. Thank you again. He's the guy that sent us this awesome new laptop that we were streaming on. He also sent us this massive stack of movies. And, so last night we watched, you know, the movie that we were going to do the retrospective on so we could record that. And then I told Tom, I was like, well, pick one of these and we'll review it for the matinee show tomorrow. So he picked Blades of Glory because we haven't seen a comedy in a long time.
No, I like good comedies. Yeah, this is one of them. This is a good comedy.
And I have to say, I'm not usually a big Will Ferrell fan. Like, I liked Elf. Everybody liked Elf.
The shit has to be fucking silly, though. It's got to be really ridiculous. And this humor was right up my alley.
Yeah, this one was totally ridiculous. And so that made it awesome.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
I mean, the premise of it was, like, pretty ridiculous. But it's just, I think it not so much the premise of it, but just, like, the over-the-top. They just went totally over-the-top with it. It just, like, committed.
Yeah. If you haven't seen this one... what it's about, it's about competition ice skating. I guess they're professional ice skaters. Yeah, it wasn't Olympic, it was professional.
Well, you're not allowed to say Olympic in the movie because it's can't like say copyright Olympic. Or whatever.
Right, yeah. So it's about these two guys that do this, and they both got, well, I don't want to spoil everything, but anyway, they try to make ice skating to be as fucking macho as you possibly can fucking imagine, all right?
And well, Chaz's character. Chaz Michael Michaels.
Yeah. Chaz Michael Michaels. That's the first guy. And this motherfucker's over the top fucking macho. You know what I mean? It's just fucking, he's a man after my own heart. If I'm set on 8, that motherfucker's on 12. Okay. It's fucking hilarious. All right. And his character, you know. His physique is fucking very common. That's part of the joke, but he doesn't really see himself that way. He's just kind of dumpy. And then it's about this rival that he has in the skating industry. Who's just what was the name of that character?
Jimmy McElroy.
And Jimmy McElroy is exactly the opposite. He's just like this kind of fucking effeminate pretty boy and shit. And he's not gay. He does like girls, but other than that, for all intents and purposes, he's like the gay character.
Well, and the funny thing about it is that he's an orphan.
Yeah.
And then when he's little, he gets like plucked out of the orphanage by this billionaire who adopts orphans that have athletic prowess. Yeah. And then he's been like groomed to be a figure skater since he was a little kid.
Yeah. And they make this shit funny as hell too. You know what I mean? And they're in this big feud, you know, and they end up winning the same gold medal in a fucking dead tie. And they start fighting, and that gets them kicked out of professional skating. They're not allowed to come back in. Years pass. They kind of become losers in a way because, you know, they can't skate anymore. Well, some lawyers go back through how they got banned and found out.
No, it wasn't a lawyer. It was Jimmy's stalker.
It was his stalker. That's right. That's right.
That's what made it funnier.
It was the stalker. That's right. I forgot about
Jimmy's stalker.
Jimmy got this stalker, man. This shit was fucking funny as shit.
I'm going to kill you someday.
Yeah. Yeah. And now in the deleted scenes, there's more of that stalker. And there's a bunch more to the story.
Well, there was a scene of him in the credits. I don't know if you saw that or not. Because what happened was we watched it and he fell asleep.
I fell asleep.
Last third. But today he watched like
went back
the
and
end
watched
of it.
Right, yeah. And the deleted scenes are really good too because it fleshes out a bunch of stuff about the meanings of the fucking tattoos. Remember the tattoo? He said, I won't talk about that one. Well, they cut out where that came from. They cut out a bunch of stuff that really should have been left in there. There should be a re-edit of that. So the entire story's there.
So I didn't watch the deleted scenes.
Yeah, the deleted scenes have a lot more in it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that explain a lot of backstory. What was I getting at? So anyway, the stalker finds out that they only got banned from skating as singles.
Yeah.
That if they went out back and fucking and skated as a team, as like a man-woman pair, they could get back in. And so they do that. And
well, I think, well, initially what happens, it's Jimmy's stalker. Yeah. And Jimmy Stalker says, well, why don't you just find a female partner? You can, you know, you can compete as pairs.
Yeah.
But he has trouble finding a partner.
Yeah.
And then it so ends up that it's like through some kind of like plot contrivance or whatever.
Yeah.
That him and Chaz end up.
Right.
You
well,
know,
they were also
together.
they were both pros, and they were going to like break the stereotype that it had to be a man and a woman. It
yeah. Because there was nothing in the rules.
It's just
going to
be these two dudes. OK.
Just like there's nothing
and
in
this
the
shit
rules.
Is
dog
just
can't play basketball.
Fucking just gay as shit. It's fucking hilarious. Hilarious. He's trying to make it as macho as he can, and the more macho he tries to make it, the gayer it comes across, and it's fucking hilarious. And they start getting back and skating, and they have a new rival. It's a team. It's a brother and sister team, which
yeah.
That shit is fucking hilarious, too.
Yeah, I like that whole thing.
Their parents died when they were young, so they kind of raised each other with their... It was three of them, but it was the two skaters and then, like, the little sister.
Yeah.
Okay. She's an important character as it goes on.
Played by Pam from The Office.
Yeah. Now the two brother and sister teams, you know, they're obviously fucking just into each other. You know.
Yeah.
And they cut out some stuff, and in the deleted scenes, you know, the little sister's like, yeah, what do you guys know about dating? All you do is just, you know, sleep with each other.
Yeah.
And they were just like, they tried to fucking, but they're obviously in this incestuous relationship. And it's just, they riff on that through the whole fucking movie. It's just fucking hilarious. Everything about the movie is hilarious.
And I love that, I mean, yeah. The brother in that team is, what's his face? Will Arnett, I think is his
yeah.
name, from Arrested Development. And I love that guy.
It's not a laugh-a-minute movie. It's a constant laugh through the whole fucking movie.
I thought it was
yeah,
really, really fun.
Everything about the movie.
And you know
fun.
What's interesting about it, too? It's like, and I think this is the reason why Elf worked as well. And like I said, maybe some other Will Ferrell movies, I might enjoy them, too. I haven't seen a lot of them. You know, I remember, what was that one that Sherlock Holmes, when we saw the not too long
yeah,
ago,
that
was
funny.
Like the worst movie
that
ever?
That one wasn't funny.
But
yeah.
Yeah, that was like super, super not funny.
They knew it wasn't funny. When they were making that movie, they were breaking character. They knew that shit wasn't funny. There was only one funny part, and that's where they fucking beat up the
Queen
Mother
Victoria,
and
yeah.
try to stuff
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that was the fucking... try to stuff her. That
yeah,
was pretty funny.
That was the only part that was funny. The rest of that shit was not funny.
It was really not. Yeah, everything. Yeah. All the jokes kind of fell with a clunk.
And they were. And they knew that they were. All the jokes were bombing. You could tell.
Yeah.
They're like, that's a bomb joke.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fucking.
Now I've
this
heard,
so winter,
like
though.
I said, now a lot of people said Anchorman is really funny, which I really need to see. I haven't seen it yet. And Talladega Nights, I think Louis said Talladega Nights was really
yeah.
funny, which was kind of the same thing where, because that was also kind of like a sports movie parody, right? But I think the reason why this was good is, one, not only is it like really funny, but also it's also kind of heartwarming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The movie is about brotherhood.
Yeah.
It's brotherhood and friendship.
Yeah.
And it is not a mean-spirited movie.
Not at all. I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah. I would put it up there, which is kind of funny to have good comedic taste and good comedic timing. As a comedian and performer, you have to be very mean. You got to have a dark side, be cruel. That's where a lot of humor comes from, but it's not full. It's masked. You know, it's kind of like passive aggression. So it's kind of funny how it's kind of rare that a comedy movie is not mean-spirited, if you ask me.
Well, I don't know. But, it depends on what it is. I think there's, like I said, there's a fine line between, I mean... I don't know. I tend to not like really mean-spirited comedy, but it can be done well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I put this one up there with two of my favorites, all right, in terms of, like, quality level. I put it up there with Tenacious D, and I would put it up there with Nacho Libre, which I love those two movies. I think they're fun. School of Rock might be a little bit better, but I don't think School of Rock was as funny, actually, as the, and it's hard to say. I'd put it up there with Nacho Libre.
I really like Nacho Libre.
Yeah, Nacho Libre is fucking really good. Yeah.
And like I said, I'm kind of like, I don't know, I have like weird comedic taste, you know what I mean? So I guess
yeah.
it's like, so it's really hit or miss on whether a comedy is going to like be
yeah.
funny to me or not. Because for some reason, like a lot of stuff is just not funny to me.
For me, the benchmark is Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
I judge everything based upon.
But see,
Nacho
I
Libre.
Think that's another one where that's a movie where it's really funny, but
yep.
it's not mean spirited.
Nope.
It's actually kind of sweet.
Yep.
But it's
yep.
still, but the humor is still like
yep.
funny and kind of edgy,
yep.
I guess.
And Jack Black playing, he's playing a Mexican priest. He's a priest or he's a friar,
a monk or
a
friar,
monk or
something
friar.
Like that, yeah.
yeah. who wants to be a luchador. A luchadore.
That's his dream.
It's fucking great. You know what I mean? And he wants to get the girl. And he does get the girl and everything. It's a good movie.
I mean, but the thing about Blades of Glory I really like. Like I said, I really love the over-the-top premise. I love all the crazy costumes. You know, like with Jimmy's first routine when he has that peacock thing on.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. And I love when they do their first team skate and they're doing fire and ice. And they just like, they're just like these ridiculous. I love the whole thing about the Iron Lotus.
Yeah.
Like that move. Like,
and special North Korean.
Like the one, move. Like the beheading. And yeah. So, oh my God, that was so fucking funny. Because I really, really like kind of just ridiculous gore humor like that.
Yeah.
So they did kind of have that moment in it where they're watching the video and they're like, and like, you know what I mean? So Coach tells them they have to do that. Like they keep taking the heads off and everything. Shit, that was so funny.
There's a bunch of stuff and I'll show you the deleted scenes later on tonight. The deleted scenes flesh out a lot of stuff. I don't remember if that was in the deleted, see, because I watched the deleted scenes right after I saw the ending of it, so I'm getting kind of confused about what was in what. And some of it is expanded scenes, like other takes of the same scene, where they said some funny shit. It wasn't exactly the same, but it was alternate funny shit.
Right, yeah.
That was good. They were evidently ad-libbing a lot of this.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them, like I said, a lot of them have worked together before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're kind of like an ensemble.
Yeah. And there's also like some interviews with like the incestuous couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now they had the one scene with them at the end where they're getting arrested.
Yeah.
They do like make out like for a second.
Yeah.
What I mean? So that is like some of that is in the movie.
Okay.
But so that was actually in the movie because I remember laughing at that part. But I think you were sleeping at that
part. She slaps him and then all of a sudden they fucking
It's
like a love hate relationship. And they finally let it out of the bag that they're fucking.
Another thing
which
I
is
love,
obvious from all their fucking promotional materials, they're on the covers and her legs wrapped around him and she's fucking kissing at the camera like, yeah, I'm getting this, and some weird shit. That kind of reminds me of fucking who is that fucking actress that showed up to the damn fucking Oscars with her boyfriend and fucking tongue kissed her own brother.
Was that Angelina Jolie?
I don't know if that was a stunt or what.
Probably.
Might have been a stunt.
Well, I guess it was a stunt because people are still talking about it. Well, you're still talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I just remember when it happened. That was the closest thing. I forgot it was Angelina Jolie, though. Yeah, she's fucking crazy. Was it a stunt, though? There were some other people that thought they didn't know that it wasn't a stunt. That she was fucking obsessed with her brother for a while. Crazy, okay?
Well, I know that, crazy. But it still might have been a stunt.
Might have been.
Regardless, just because, you know, publicity.
Yeah, that's some weird shit.
Even in this day and age, like smooching your brother at a big global event, I mean, that's going to get some attention.
Yeah, that's ancient Rome. That's ancient Rome action right there.
So, yeah, I did like that whole, like, incest thing. Plus, they were just horrible people, too. Like, because they were just, I mean, they would, like, sabotage people.
Yeah.
Another thing I really liked about this, too, is that they had a lot of real figure skaters and a lot of like Brian Boitano was in there. Nancy Kerrigan was in there. You know, they played like kind of judges at the whatever, like when they were getting kicked out. So I guess like they got the ice skating world got kind of, you know, I guess they weren't too mad about getting made fun of because a lot of them like turned up in this. And a lot of the tattoos that Will Ferrell's character had, he said that he'd slept with a bunch of famous skaters like Michelle Kwan and stuff like that. And that's he had got the tattoo to like commemorate it because he was a sex addict.
Yeah.
And that was like funny too, like with the whole meeting that he went to and all that other kind of crap. But yeah, so like I said, I haven't seen a lot of Will Ferrell movies and they're kind of hit or miss for me. But actually this one was actually really entertaining. I was really entertained. I thought it was really funny. And I always really liked ice skating anyway. So it's like the fact that they were kind of parodying it was pretty amusing.
Like I said, all I can say is I recommend it. I put it up there with some of my favorites, which would be like Nacho Libre and Tenacious D, which, you know, some people don't like Jack Black. I like Jack Black's comedies.
I like Jack Black too.
Yeah. He was pretty good in that, what was that movie? It wasn't a comedy. It was like House of the Clock as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, it was a pretty good movie.
You know what? And we did a matinee on that back when we were still doing the matinees at the theater.
Yeah.
I was so excited because if anybody's gone back and read like some of my really old blog posts, that was one of my favorite books as a kid. The House with the Clock on Its Walls by John Bellairs.
Good movie, yeah.
And I was, like, super, super excited. Because a long time ago, I was like, why has nobody made this into a fucking movie? It would be amazing. You know, because the book is so fucking good. And then they finally did. And I really, really like the way it came out.
Book I liked when I was a kid that they still haven't made a movie about it. I think it might have been three of the books. But I only really remember the first one. It was called Day of the Ness. You ever heard of that?
I don't think so.
Some little kids were out playing, and they found out that some of these rocks had little eyeballs and little fucking antennas that would come up out of them.
Really?
And it turned out, if you lift them up and they'd fucking burrow underneath the ground, turned out they were aliens living underneath the earth, and they were planning on coming back out and conquering the fucking planet. And it was more than one of them. So different. They had like flying bird looking things and human tarantula looking things. And then some of them looked like a damn rock that had antennas and little hands that came out. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time, but that would make a cool movie based on what I remembered of it.
That sounds like a good premise.
Yeah, and it was little kids trying to stop the adults wouldn't believe them.
Yeah, like
little kids trying to stop the alien invasion. They were underneath the ground. I don't remember if they were aliens that had been living underneath there, if they were another species. I think they might have been aliens that had been living down in there for a while.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it, this is why I wondered, and I'm glad they finally got around to making The House with the Clock in Its Walls, because like I said, that was easily my favorite book from childhood. But I would have thought, especially after Harry Potter came out and like all those, you know, Percy Jackson and all those kind of like YA kind of, so like, because YA fiction just went fucking bonkers after Harry Potter came out. And they, you know, they wanted to make so many movies, they were looking for like new franchises and stuff, and I'm like surprised they didn't. I don't know, there was a lot of really good shit that came out back then that they never like made. I would have also loved to see a movie of The Headless Cupid by Zilpha Keatley Snyder. That was also another one of my favorite books. That wasn't a franchise though, as far as I remember. She wrote a shit ton of books, but I think that was like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I don't think I read that one. Interesting.
I'm trying to get it to focus.
It doesn't want to. It's like, oh, it's so hard. Yeah. It's so hard.
Yeah, that was a great book for kids. Stopping the alien invasion. Them subterranean damn aliens.
Fucking subterranean aliens. God damn it.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have liked to seen... that would have been good. The Headless Cupid would have been good. What was that other fucking book that I really liked when I was a kid? God damn it. Oh, there was one called The Witch's Egg that I really liked.
That's what they look like.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Some of them look like that.
That kind of looks familiar. Maybe I did read it. Oh, another one that would have been a great fucking movie would have been The Westing Game. Ellen Raskin wrote that. That was more like a mystery, but that was still like really, really good. I'm surprised they never made a movie of that. Why didn't they make a movie of that? That book was like fucking so...
That's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That book was like a huge success like back in the day, and it like won the Newbery Medal and all that shit. So I don't know why they didn't... Like all Ellen Raskin's books were good actually. Like Figs and Phantoms and stuff, but The Westing Game was my favorite. I don't know why they never made that into a movie. Or maybe they did and I just didn't see it. Who knows? But yeah. So are you done?
That's it.
Man, we haven't like been streaming that long, but oh well. What are you going to do?
Doesn't matter. We got done. We're not on a time limit. It's our show.
That's true.
It's on ours. It's our show.
Yeah, I gotta go and edit the other thing.
And
I was gonna say, you're gonna say something about shirts.
We did a shirt. Who was this shirt for?
That was for Blaster One.
Yeah, Blaster One.
I know what your real name
did
is.
Did his shirt. That's our Tyrell shirt.
Yeah, we made the Tyrell one today. I'm gonna pop that in the mail tomorrow.
Yeah, that's from Blade Runner.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it all. Yeah, I gotta go to I was gonna go to the post office today, but it's storming like hell outside. So I don't really want to go out in it, but you know what I mean. All right. So we will be back tomorrow for talking about another movie. We'll either watch another one from that pile, or I haven't been keeping up with all the new shit on Shudder, so maybe I'll go watch, like, find something new on Shudder and watch that. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Whatever mood I'm in later today.
Louis says she kissed him on the lips. Louis, man, she fucking fucking tongue kissed him. That was a French kiss, dude. If I remember correctly, I'm sure that video's out there.
That's super weird. I have brothers, and that's like a super weird thing to think about. Some flowers in the attic.
And they were like dressing alike and everything. They were both kind of goffed out, and fucking. And it just
I kind of remember that.
It just looked fucking
Nana Moon Pie.
Yeah, Nana Moon Pie.
Now I'm kind of wishing that I had like bought some snacks because I didn't buy anything.
It's just nutritious, man.
It's not nutritious. What are you talking about? Because we went in the other day. Mm-hmm. Well, we were going to go to McDonald's for lunch, but it was too fucking crowded. So we went to fucking Hardee's. Not ideal. But at least there was nobody in there. But the Hardee's by our house is in the back of a convenience store.
It's like a Circle K.
It's a Circle K. And while we were in the Circle K, he was all excited, and he was like, ooh, look, Nana Moon Pies. And he bought a couple of them and, like, some other shit. Like, you buy cheese puffs or some other stuff.
Cheese puffs.
I don't remember what he bought. But he bought, like, a bunch of snacks. And I was kind of in there, and they had some of those pies, you know, that have, like, the pie, but then they have, like, the pudding inside, like chocolate and lemon.
Like a Hostess pie.
Yeah. They weren't Hostess, though. I think they were the Circle K brand.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, oh, man, I used to love those when I was little. Like the Dolly Madison. Were they Dolly Madison?
That was like fucking Dolly
Snoopy.
Madison.
Yeah, Snoopy was on there.
I think.
That's right. It had Peanuts characters, and that was Dolly Madison, I'm pretty sure.
They came in a paper, in a wax paper
bag. Yeah, it was like a wax paper. Yeah, I used to like the chocolate ones and the lemon ones.
They don't come in bags anymore. They come in a box.
Yeah, it's like a little box, just like the cherry pie or whatever that at McDonald's. They come in that like fucking box. I was like, now I'm kind of wishing that I bought some of those. Oh, well.
They're good if you heat them up.
Yeah, I know. But, I don't have anything to snack on this afternoon. I'm going to have to, like, rustle something up. Maybe I'll just eat some toast or something with cinnamon on it, whatever.
My nutrition for today. All that protein.
That's all this nutrition. Yeah. Nana Moon Pie. Louis says, watch Gone Baby Gone. Good mystery movie, guys. I was just watching a video earlier today that was, like, a list of, what was it, best twists or something like that, and that was one of the ones that was on there. I still haven't seen it. I'll get around to it one of these days. There's so many fucking movies I gotta see that I'm so behind, and TV shows as well. All right, so we will be back tomorrow talking about another movie. We'll find out what it is later. We'll see what mood we're in. Tom's gonna finish his Nana Moon Pie. That's nice. Can't talk right
now.
He's
got my mouth full.
He's too busy enjoying the moon pie goodness. All right. We will see you guys again tomorrow. Bye.